The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
All right, everyone, it is once again time for the Friday News Update. This is episode 21, and this week there were 9 phones launched. We're not going to get through all of them because that would take ages, but we are going to get through most of them. So let's get going. This is Friday, the 20th of April, 2018, and this is episode 21 of the Friday News Update from Tech Chat with David Cannon. And first up this week, Motorola have announced 6 phones at an event in Brazil yesterday. 3 of these are from the Moto G range and 3 are from the Moto E range. So they're all budget phones, but they're all really, really good. So let's first of all take a look at the Moto G6 Plus, the most expensive phone they announced. It's going to cost £269 and is going to be released on the 2nd of May along with the rest of the Moto G6 range, along with the Moto G6 and G6 Play. And we get a 5.9-inch Full HD 18x9 screen. So it's kind of a bezel-less screen. There's a bit of bezel below the screen for the word Motorola and for the fingerprint sensor. So it's still on the front, which is pretty impressive, but the top bezel is really, really thin and the screen is protected by Gorilla Glass 3. Little bit old now, Gorilla Glass 3. I believe we're up to Gorilla Glass 5 now, but still, it's going to offer some protection there. We are getting a Snapdragon 630 processor. That is a 2.2 GHz octa-core processor, so pretty good for the price. And along with that, we get 4GB or 6GB of RAM. I mean, some flagships don't even have 6GB of RAM. That's ridiculous. And we are getting dual cameras on the back, 12 megapixel and 5 megapixel with an aperture of f1.7. They can do landmark recognition now. So you point it at a building and it can recognize it, like the London Eye. It can probably recognize that. And we get an 8 megapixel camera on the front. We also get 4K video recording on a budget phone. The specs on here are just ridiculous. And we also get Dolby Atmos sound, a 3.5mm headphone jack, hooray! And we are getting Android 8.0 Oreo, and we get a 3200mAh battery that has fast charging as well via the turbo power charger that comes in the box. The Moto G6 costs £219, and on there we get a 5.7-inch screen, but it's still Full HD and still 18x9, still Gorilla Glass 3. We still get 12 megapixel and 5 megapixel cameras on the back, but they are f1.8 this time, and we don't get the 4K video recording. It's just 1080p, Full HD though, still pretty good. 8 megapixel camera on the front again. And we are getting a Snapdragon 450 processor this time. Little bit of a downgrade. It's downgraded to a 1.8 GHz octa-core processor. But it is £50 less, so fair enough. They had to make that compromise. And we're getting 3GB or 4GB of RAM and a 3000 mAh battery, but the screen's smaller, so it shouldn't make too much of a difference. The Moto G6 Play costs £169 and we get a Snapdragon 430 1.4GHz octa-core processor along with 3GB of RAM. We're also getting a 5.7-inch screen again, but it's only 720p this time, not full HD, but it is 18x9, still bezel-less. Sadly, we're getting micro USB on here. The Moto G6 and Moto G6 Plus have USB-C, which is great, but sadly this one has micro USB. And we're also getting just a single 13 megapixel camera, which I don't think has the landmark recognition, and an 8 megapixel camera on the front. But we are getting a huge 4000 mAh battery, which will give you 32 hours of battery life. That could last you 2 days, or maybe more actually, so that's pretty impressive. And we're also getting a fingerprint sensor on the back on there as well, instead of on the front. The Moto E5 is going to cost £119. Fingerprint sensor is on the back. We are getting a 5.7-inch 720p screen, and we get a 4000 mAh battery again, and we're getting a Snapdragon 425 processor, 1.4GHz quad-core this time, and it comes with 2GB of RAM, and we get a 13 megapixel camera on the back. And finally, there's the Moto E5 Plus, which has a 6-inch screen, which again is 720p. We are getting what looks like dual cameras on the back, but it isn't. There's just one 12 megapixel camera on the back, f2.0, and a 5 megapixel camera on the front. And we also get a huge 5000 mAh battery, which apparently gives you 1.5 days of battery life. Pretty impressive. Same processor on there though. There is also the Moto E5 Play, but that isn't coming to the UK. That has some slightly downgraded specs from the Moto E5. The Moto E5 and E5 Plus are going to go on sale in the UK in June, but some pretty good new phones from Motorola. And finally, Sony have announced the Xperia XZ2 Premium, but no, it doesn't have an OLED screen, unfortunately. It does have a 4K screen, though, a 4K HDR screen, in fact, and it's got dual cameras on the back, which take really good low-light photos, as well as taking super slow-mo 960 frames per second video at full HD, and we still get the dynamic vibration system. It does have a pretty terrible design, though. It's got a 16x9 screen. Really, Sony? No thin bezels? Seriously? How do you... What? Anyway, and the fingerprint sensor, wait, is still ridiculously low down on the back of the phone. It's really hard to reach still, so it's just weird. So it's not coming to the UK, but yeah, that's not too much of a big deal, given its really bad design, and you can get very similar camera features on other phones and the 4K screen on the XZ Premium. So yeah, not many people are going to be terribly bothered about that. And Google is starting to roll out a new feature called Chat to Android Messages, the built-in messaging app on many Android phones. It enables features like group chats, read receipts, typing indicators, and video messages on Android Messages. But that is it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.